Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Melbourne, Australia, a peaceful energy at the Australia Day Parade. Kawasaki, Japan, award-winning documentary Human Harvest touches audience. After 18 years, false fire of hate propaganda continues smoldering. Italian newspaper reports on forced organ harvesting in China. Retired teacher dies in custody 3 weeks before Chinese New Year. And Chinese visitors learn about Falun Gong in Paris. Falun Gong is awesome. Now for the stories.
Melbourne, Australia, a peaceful energy at the Australia Day Parade. The annual Australia Day Parade was held in downtown Melbourne on January 26, 2019. Thousands of local residents and tourists came to watch the popular event. Many people took photos of the Falun Gong practitioner's colorful entry, which consisted of a waist drum team, a fan dance team, and a demonstration of the five exercise sets. Brooke, an IT expert who specializes in cybersecurity, said she was happy to learn that practitioners spread the universal values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance throughout the world. She said truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is inspiring. Everyone needs it. The Falun Gong team is awesome. I'm very happy to see the fan dancing. It makes me feel like I can dance like a butterfly. Pathologist Dr. Tarini Fernando, 2018 Miss South Asia Australia, was drawn to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. She said that practitioners were carrying out a noble cause in sharing these principles with the community. She said it looks very good, especially for people who work from 9 to 5, so they will not feel stressful. It is very good. Definitely something that would be interesting in the future. Marilyn Jackson and her husband traveled from Queensland Gold Coast to enjoy 3 days in Melbourne. The couple stopped to watch the Falun Gong team rehearse before the parade started. She said, "I can feel the energy coming from the practitioners. It's wonderful. They are so quiet and peaceful, and the colors are bright and attractive. It's really good." Mr. Shen, originally from Shanghai, has lived in Melbourne for 5 years. After he left China, he especially noticed the atmosphere of freedom overseas and said, "We see Falun Gong practitioners when we visit Sydney and other places. Here in Australia, I feel the difference, which is respecting basic human rights and the freedom of belief. The persecution of Falun Gong is wrong."
Kawasaki, Japan, award-winning documentary Human Harvest touches audience. The Peabody Award-winning documentary Human Harvest was screened throughout Kawasaki, Japan from May through December 2018. 6 screenings were held in remote districts. The documentary exposes the Chinese Communist Party's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. The practitioners presented the film in public facilities such as community centers. They informed local residents of the event by distributing leaflets in bus stations, delivering information door-to-door, and advertising. During each event, some practitioners waited outside to greet people and welcome them, and provided informational materials about Falun Gong and the state-sanctioned organ harvesting of Falun Gong practitioners in China. A question-and-answer session followed each screening. During each event, audience members attentively watched the film. One man in his 60s said, "Innocent people are being killed for their organs. This is evil, horrible, and incredible. Such a thing cannot be allowed." One woman said, "This is the first time I've heard about the live organ harvesting. I think we should let more people know about it. Please continue your efforts." After watching the film, many people said they were appalled. They encouraged practitioners to continue letting people know about these horrific crimes.
After 18 years, false fire of hate propaganda continues smoldering. China is well known for its media suppression and censorship. But 2 hours after a self-immolation incident occurred on Tiananmen Square in Beijing, one of the most politically sensitive spots in China, on January 23, 2001, the Xinhua news agency reported the event in both Chinese and English. Triggered by this unusual so-called transparency and efficiency, some journalists began their own investigations to find out what really happened. But many journalists and human rights advocates, based on their own independent investigation, indicated that the self-immolation incident was staged by the Chinese Communist Party to defame Falun Gong. Philip Pan of the Washington Post reported that Liu Qiangling, one of the people involved in the incident, did not behave like a Falun Gong practitioner in their everyday life, and no one ever saw her practice Falun Gong. Similarly, the United Nations, Reporters Without Borders, Amnesty International, and the Epoch Times all discovered loopholes in the official Xinhua story. A documentary produced by NTD Television entitled False Fire, China's Tragic New Standard in State Deception, which showed how the self-immolation was staged, won a certificate of honorable mention at the 51st Columbus International Film and Video Festival. Furthermore, numerous witnesses testified independently that martial law was enforced at Tiananmen Square on that day and that the entire drama was a staged event. But people in China were not aware of this. The reported coverage of the incident through almost all news channels in China created and fueled public hatred against Falun Gong. The then 18-month-long persecution of Falun Gong was reinvigorated with increased intensity and breadth, extending it to the decades-long tragedy we have seen today. Through these nearly 20 years, over 4,200 Falun Gong practitioners have lost their lives as a result of torture in police custody, according to the Mingwei website, and many more have been arrested, detained, and severely abused both physically and mentally. Information received by the Mingwei website shows that as recently as late 2018, the Communist Party was still using this event to demonize Falun Gong.
Italian newspaper reports on forced organ harvesting in China. Libro, a nationally circulated Italian newspaper, reported on January 9th the findings of an independent tribunal regarding the state-sanctioned killing of prisoners of conscience for organs in China. The newspaper article also strongly condemned the human rights crisis. An interim judgment by the independent tribunal into forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China was delivered in London on December 10, 2018. The article stated that after listening to 30 witnesses for 3 days, on December 8th through 10th, the president and members of the tribunal unanimously concluded beyond reasonable doubt that in China the forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience has been practiced for a considerable period of time and involves a very large number of victims. The judgment will serve as an evidence-based record that can place pressure on international organizations and raise public awareness. The China Tribunal is a coalition of lawyers, academics, ethicists, medical professionals, researchers, and human rights advocates dedicated to ending the forced organ harvesting in China. The chairman, Sir Geoffrey Nice, led the prosecution of Slobodan Milosevic at the International Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia. The article stated, "Thousands and thousands of organs harvested by the unscrupulous doctors feed a very rich international traffic of which China is at the center. To get fresh raw materials, organs are sometimes harvested from prisoners who are still alive." The article also discussed the Chinese government's collection of biometric data and DNA samples from prisoners, and a national database used for organ matching, with the number of collected samples exceeding 17 million. The article reported that Falun Gong practitioners, who have been persecuted by the Chinese regime since 1999, are the main victims of forced organ harvesting, and concluded by stating that Dr. Torsten Trey, the executive director of the Medical Ethics Defense Group, Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, bluntly termed these activities genocide.
Retired teacher dies in custody 3 weeks before Chinese New Year. Ms. Song Xiaoheng, a 76-year-old retired teacher in Yushu City, Jilin Province, died on January 14, 2019, while awaiting the verdict of her trial. Her crime? Talking to people about her faith in Falun Gong. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a peaceful mind-body practice that includes gentle exercises and adherence to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Since the Chinese Communist Party began persecuting Falun Gong in July 1999, tens of thousands of practitioners have been arrested, detained, and tortured, and many have died. Ms. Song credited Falun Gong with improving her health and moral character. Having had first-hand experience with the practice, she seized every opportunity to tell people that Falun Gong was nothing like what was depicted by the hate propaganda perpetuated by the Communist Party. Ms. Song was arrested on August 27, 2018, while she was talking to people about Falun Gong and taken to the Yushu City Detention Center after being interrogated at the local police station. She defended her right to practice and share information about Falun Gong during her trial on November 16, 2018. It was said that officials planned to sentence Ms. Song to 9 years in prison, but she died suddenly in the detention center on January 19, 3 weeks before the 2019 Chinese New Year, which falls on February 5th. At the time of writing, the authorities still hadn't disclosed the cause of her death. According to insiders, Yu Shen, the deputy mayor and police chief of Yushu City, has been going all out to persecute local Falun Gong practitioners regardless of age since he came to office in January 2018. Many more elderly practitioners across China have been arrested for their faith. In 2018 alone, 403 practitioners over age 65 were arrested, with the oldest being 90 years old. Close to 100 Falun Gong practitioners over age 65 were sentenced to prison in 2018 with terms as long as 9 years.
Chinese visitors learn about Falun Gong in Paris. Falun Gong is awesome. When Chinese citizens travel abroad on vacation, they anticipate taking in the sights and experiences of other cultures. For many, traveling overseas also gives them a rare opportunity to gain some valuable insights into their own culture. Falun Gong practitioners have maintained a presence near the Eiffel Tower, providing visitors from China with uncensored information about Falun Gong and the persecution, information that the Chinese regime's propaganda has denied them. Contrary to the party line in China, Chinese tourists visiting Paris learn that Falun Gong is a traditional Chinese mind-body cultivation practice that is based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. The volume of Chinese tourists has remained steady this winter, despite the cold weather. Many visitors from China expressed appreciation for the information provided by Falun Gong practitioners, as it cleared up their misconceptions about the practice. Some tourists have told the practitioners how nice they are, and some have expressed an interest in learning the practice. Practitioner Ms. June is at the Eiffel Tower every day. She noticed one day that a young man lingered as his group was leaving. He said to Ms. June, "I've been waiting. I don't want to miss this opportunity. I have followed what you just said. I am a member of the Chinese Communist organizations. Please help me renounce my membership." He told Ms. June that he was a junior college student. Before he left China for this trip, a friend advised him, "You will meet Falun Gong practitioners at tourist sites. Listen to them and see how you feel." His friend shared with him that he might feel warm energy after he quits the Chinese Communist organizations. He said to Ms. June, "I want to be a clean Chinese person." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.